Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS News has found reports of at least 578 children who were sexually abused at kids' camps over the past 55 years. And it's likely many more cases were never reported.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is following this story and joins us. Jerika, how prevalent a problem is this?
Well, as we've spoken to a number of experts who say this is possibly just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. A lot of times, as you probably know, in sexual assault cases, people do not report that this has happened to them. So this is an area that we've been looking into, and we were able to talk to a woman whose son almost 10 years ago was molested at a summer camp. The person who molested him actually did plead guilty to injuring a child, which is a felony. And interestingly enough, that person was able to walk free. They were on probation, but it's only because they violated probation that they've now been in prison ever since. And that was, nearly 10 years ago. So a very serious issue that, you know, parents are concerned about. The woman that we spoke to who didn't want to be identified said, you know, for her, it wasn't about scaring people away from camps. She has two other children that went on to go to camps. But it's about having the education, having the conversations, and knowing what to do. And really, it comes down to research and checking to see if some of these places are accredited.
You have found that part of the problem is there really is no national standards for camps as far as who gets hired to staff them.
Correct. From state to state, it definitely varies. You know, there's no national regulation for camps to follow. You've got 8 states that have no requirements for overnight camps to be licensed, 18 states that don't require background checks for employees. And then further complicating matters, more than 20,000 camp counselors came from foreign countries on visas last year, and some experts saying that also just makes, you know, issues in terms of getting that typical background check, things that may not show up when you're dealing with people from another country. So again, this is the time of year. I've gotten the emails. I know many parents have gotten the emails to try and look at camps or figure out what your child is going to be doing next summer. And this is an area that came to us that we decided to look into. And what we found was alarming, but I think even more shocking is that you have people that have been suffering in silence, that have never mentioned things that may have happened to them at camps that's inappropriate. But in general, whenever you have sort of these situations where children in particular are more vulnerable, the parents aren't there, you have to be aware and also just do your due diligence, I think, as a parent to try and investigate before you say yes to some of these camps. So there are organizations like the American Camp Association and Presidium that monitor camps and issue accreditations based on safety. And I spoke to a spokesperson from the American Camp Association today, and they just really highlighted the fact, you know, this is an organization that's been around for a very long time, and you as a parent can even call or check on your own to find out if these camps are actually accredited. And this story in particular, the woman we spoke to, whose identity we didn't, that we concealed, she said that the camp her son went to, she thought was accredited, but she never checked just to make sure. So that's even something that parents might want to consider doing, not just necessarily taking the word of the people who are running the camp.
Good tip, Jerika. Thank you. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.